The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. Two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. Oh God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and I pay tithes on my whole income. But the tax collector stood off at a distance and would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and prayed, Oh God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord. Many times, the summary of the first reading, the gospel, or the second reading, you find it in the antiphon of the responsorial psalm. Just check it out. Many times, the antiphon of the responsorial psalm sums up the message. Today, we hear, we responded, it is mercy I desire and not sacrifice. It is mercy I desire, not sacrifice. Two men had the same intention, the same reason. They went to the temple to pray. They had one reason, which was to pray. But they came out with two different outcomes, two different results. One carried to the church, if you like, to the confession, his resume, his curriculum vitae. He was busy listing his virtues, his accomplishments, and more dangerously, pointing out the flaws of others. He was technically correct, but spiritually cold. Technically correct in what he was doing, but spiritually cold. He wanted to use the tax collector, his neighbor, as a footstool so he can climb on it and become taller so that God will see him. That wasn't the case. In Lent, it is not a competition. We are not listing our sacrifices. We're not enumerating them. In comparison, the tax collector knew the fundamental reality of spiritual life. And he says, be merciful to me, Lord, I am a sinner. What does that mean? God cannot come into a place that is filled up with pride. God will not be in a place where someone is filled with himself, filled up with himself. That's the fundamental reality. When we empty ourselves, we create space for the grace of God to rush in. And that's what he did. It's not about enumerating the good deeds I have done. It's okay. But more importantly, you know, it was dangerous to know what this other man was doing. So as we journey towards Easter season or Easter, Lent is still about 18 days more. Let us not just be looking at the sideways, our neighbors. Rather, let us look inward and upward. Okay.